Hey, it's Tracy Burns from Wine on the Street. How are we all? I want to talk about wine tastings today because I had one the other night. There were about 30 people at the house. It was so friggin' fun. I think everyone should do this all the time. The really cool part about it was there were wines that people didn't know and there were people that people didn't know. And this is such a great way to get people to know each other. And you have something to talk about, because if nothing else, you can talk about the wine you're drinking. And people made personal connections, business connections, not to mention they got to taste some wines that they would have never, ever purchased. That's the beauty of the wine world. You know, that's what I love the most about it. I think it just introduces you to people and places from around the world. So we had some fun, cool wines. We had a Tempranillo from Spain. We had a Sangiovese from Italy. There was an unoaked Chardonnay that was really good. There was a from Spain, as a matter of fact. We had a blend from Seattle that the wine producer named after the Seattle Seahawks, which I didn't even realize until my son explained the whole label to me that there's a 12th person on this Seattle team. Whatever, for all you football fans, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But that being said, have one. And it doesn't have to be as large. It could be small and easy. And there's so many simple ways to host a wine tasting party. And they could be super informative without, you know, you don't need to put tasting notes out if you don't want to. We happen to have them and some people read them. Most people completely ignored them and poured more wine and ate more food. And they could be really inexpensive too. I think people sometimes think wine tastings have to be very expensive and you have to have all these glasses and placemats that are pre-printed. I mean, yeah, you could do that, you know, or you could not. There are so many sites out there these days that allow you to print wine tasting placemats if you really want to sit down and get that formal. But we didn't. We were just standing around pouring wine, tasting wine. The only thing I would recommend is that when you do attend a very casual wine tasting like the one I had, try to drink from light up. So like, don't dive in, don't walk in, which unfortunately some people did make this mistake at my house the other night. They went straight for the Tempranillo or straight for the heavy red. And then halfway through the night, they were like, ooh, let me try the Chard. And your taste buds are get all screwed up and it might not taste the way it's supposed to. So maybe in your own head, if you can try. Now, let's say you want to throw one, okay? Does not have to be complicated. Pick three wines, or maybe pick a theme. Like you can pick three rosés as it's starting to get warmer, or three Sauvignon Blancs, or maybe pick a country. Three wines from South Africa. Fun. Three wines from Germany. Or pick pick one wine maybe and pick three different years. It doesn't have to be complicated. It could be whatever the heck you want. Maybe you have three kids and you pick one for each kid and that's what you're serving. If you want, you can cover the bottles, wrap them in, put them in a paper bag like that drunks on the street used to, or aluminum foil actually works really easily because you don't want the labels to influence your guests, right? So wrap the bottles. I always have my kids do it. They think it's really fun. They wrap the bottles up in tin foil. You could also pour the wine in decanters or pitchers and just label them A, B, C and just make sure you remember what's what. And that's it. Very simple. Make sure you have food. People need to eat. Clearly, they need to cleanse their palate, but they also need to not get too drunk. I'd put out a few cheeses. Again, two or three tops, some grapes, some nuts, and you look like a pro. Cut up some figs, and then you're really over the top cool. That's the one thing I forgot the other night. I bought all these figs to cut up, and by the end of the night, there was nothing left but figs. I was pretty pissed. Spit buckets. Not everyone is going to like every wine, nor should everyone have to finish every glass they pour. You will clearly have your guests that are there to do just that, but those that are truly tasting need a bucket, and it doesn't actually have to be a fancy bucket. I use those old school plastic beer pitchers. You spit in them and then you pour it down the sink. It's a piece of cake, or even put big red Solo cups around. People want to spit in cups. Just give them an opportunity to spit it out. You're not going to be insulted. Tell them very often, spit if you don't like it. You're not going to be offended. And finally, make sure there's no scents or anything. Because again, if people truly are going to smell and get the aromas and let their taste buds enjoy, That means no candles, no cigars. Make sure your smokers go the hell outside if they even have to smoke at all. Make sure people don't wear perfume. You might even want to gently say that when you invite people over. Hey, leave the Jacquard Noir at home. Remember that stuff? Jacquard Noir. Is that, did I say it right? Yeah, leave it at home. Nasty, first of all, and it's going to screw up any kind of scent you're going to get from those delicious wines. If you want, you could leave some note cards and pens around. People could jot down their thoughts. They'll probably end up taking pictures of the labels they like. All that is super cool. And I would always ask just for feedback. Would you like? Would you not like? You don't have to get more detailed than that. You don't want to confuse people and make them like feel like they're not smart enough to tell you what they think. I think it's just a matter of this one made me happy. This one did not. As always, refer back to the five S's. I've written about them. We sent them out in the newsletter. You want to see it, swirl it, smell it, which is why you don't want that nasty cologne. And then, of course, sip and savor. It's the best part. And then you just have fun. You just drink some wine and have a good time and let people enjoy. No pressure. I think it's a really fun, casual way just to have some people over on a Friday night. And then it could become a thing, too. And then you could bop around and pick a house and everyone could bring a bottle. And again, I would wrap it in tinfoil so people don't know what it is. And it just makes it fun. And if you could come up with maybe one or two lines about your bottle, that's really cool. If you can't, that's cool too. So experiment. Have some wine tastings. I'm certainly going to have more, especially as we're kicking off our Wine on the Street wine club. I want more people just to get out and taste and try from all different places and learn and have fun, because that's what wine's all about. Centani.